This is Passport to Texas. Fall is the best time to plant trees, woody shrubs, and perennials in the landscape. Yet before you break ground, there are several questions you need to have answered.
Is it drought tolerant? Is it saline tolerant? Is it alkaline tolerant? Does it propagate easily? What's it beneficial to? Horses, wild game, other types of livestock? Is it pollinated by honeybees? Fire tolerant?
Kathy Boydston is the coordinator of the Wildlife Habitat Assessment Program at Parks and Wildlife, which is the home of a comprehensive online Texas plant information database.
Most of them are natives. There are a few what we call naturalized plants in there. There's a list of 150 attributes for each plant that is in that database.
Users of the database, found on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website, can determine what plants will be the most beneficial to wildlife, which are the best for certain soil, and what plant grows better in the heat of the Texas sun.
It's trying to get people to plant more wildlife-friendly plants rather than a lot of exotic species. You know, we're trying to get people to find different alternatives for, say, you know, grass species in their lawns. Or, you know, we're trying to encourage people to xeriscape more using native plants that use less water.
To learn more about the Texas Plant Information Database, log on to our website at passporttotexas.org. That's our show for today, with funding provided by Chevrolet, building dependable, reliable trucks for more than 90 years. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.